Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then there's the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those two out. Lots of stuff there. It'll be hard to find more multimedia small business content than at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the book, The Age of the Customer, is not like any other book, I promise you, that you'll find out there. Hope you check those out. And you can read to your little heart's content before you even buy the book, if you want to, there at ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Financial Seminary, the author of Faithful Finances 101. Also, his new book, Look Up America. Every American should read that book. That's all I got to say about that. And then Spiritual Investments, the first one he wrote, which is the one that really kind of got me interested in what the way Gary thinks. Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Gary, you became a disciple of his. You knew him pretty well. You were, I guess, you were on one of his boards, as I remember. Tell me, how did he become a sir?
That you don't actually know, Jim.
Really?
Funny.
But if he's so humble, he wouldn't have anointed himself.
Well, the queen does it, of course, but
right.
They never tell you why.
And he was knighted by the queen.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And the prince, is it Philip, I think?
Yeah.
Gives his annual prize called the Templeton Prize.
Wow.
For people who make progress in spirituality and
he must have helped the royal family make a lot of money.
Well, here's why we think, Jim. He went to Oxford, and
yeah.
he always said, America is my mother, but England is my wife, okay? He loves
them both.
And that's the way he explained it. But after he left Oxford, he stayed in touch with England, and the business school at Oxford is called Templeton College. He obviously made a substantial grant to that. If
right.
you ever go to England and go to Westminster Cathedral, if you look in the very back of the church, you will see a large circular stained glass window called the Templeton Window.
How about that?
And John gave that, and he did a lot of things like that over there. And because of his work,
and that's how he became knighted. Well, so, and folks, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Sir John Templeton, who was one of the great legendary investors, one of the legendary investors of all time. And was a contrarian. That was how he made his money. He was investing in international stocks when nobody even knew how to do that. And when they knew how, they were afraid to. And so he was always going in when everybody else was going out, and vice versa. So, but he had an interesting spiritual approach to things without being religious, right?
Well, he was religious, okay.
But what I'm saying is he didn't wear his religion on his sleeve.
No. But he didn't hide it either, Jim. He would talk about it at times. But
one thing I want you to do, though, is you talk to us about this.
Okay.
Explain why in the 21st century, in 2015, we should care. Why should young people care about Sir John Templeton's method and values?
Oh, it's like asking why should you care about Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
If you're in business, and particularly investing, Jim, and here's something hard to say. You're into the age of the customer, and that's what's happening today. But what we know as investment advisors is, unlike in almost every business in the world, the customer is almost always wrong in ours. Think back with me to the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the bottom, my clients were afraid to even have money in money market funds, okay? But when people are panicking, that's exactly when John Templeton would go in, because that's when prices are lowest. And then he'd say bull markets start on fear, and they rise on skepticism, and then they hit confidence, and then they hit euphoria. Like in 1999, the average investor in America thought they'd make 18% a year in the coming decade. We wrote, John and I wrote an article for Equities Magazine on why you wouldn't even break even.
Hmm.
Okay, and we particularly said internet stocks are going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody believed that then, but of course it happened. And then in 2008, the market bottomed out again, and we said you should buy. And of course, the market has continued to rise. And last year, Jim, people, investors have moved from stocks to bonds ever since the Great Recession. But last year, they flooded the Vanguard S&P 500 index fund with money. Those are the same people who wouldn't touch a stock when they were half the price.
Mm-hmm.
Investments are one of the very few things in the world, Jim, that people want more of as they grow more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be counterintuitive.
And that's the opposite of what you should. That's the opposite of what Templeton did.
That's exactly the opposite of what he did. When he was on the cover of Forbes magazine, they asked him, "How do you beat the market?" And John's reply was, "You have to invest where the outlook is the worst." And then one day, when everybody thinks the outlook is great and it's not going to, you know, can't ever correct, that's when you have to sell. So
let me stick this in here, Gary, and you know that this is one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
John Templeton was not a trader; he was an investor.
Absolutely.
Show me the investors today, John, Gary. Most people who are making are the top 1%. Most of the people, most of the organizations, the banks, etc., who are getting filthy billionaire rich, they're not investing, Gary. They're trading. When we come back, I'm going to get Gary to respond to that, and that's an indictment, my friends, in my opinion, not of Gary, not of Sir John Templeton, of course, but of some of the other stuff that's going on right now. We need more investors like John Templeton. And fewer traders. Tintel is one of the things that's wrong with the economy and with...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.